Without purpose, your goals lack sustainable meaning and your motivation often fizzles out. Without motivation, even the clearest goals lack the necessary action and remain unfulfilled. And without goals, your purpose remains an abstract idea. Hello, and welcome back to Time-Tested Mastery, Life Lessons Sell, the podcast where we uncover the habits, skills, and lessons that drive personal and professional success. I'm your host, Mark Dolan, and I'm thrilled to have you join me for episode 2. In my last message, we set the stage for building a solid foundation for growth with our exploration of your personal philosophy. Today, we're diving into 3 transformative forces: purpose, motivation, and goals. Now, you may have felt unmotivated or set goals that fell flat in the past. Maybe you've even wondered why some people seem unstoppable while others get stuck. The answer often lies in aligning these 3 elements and taking action. So today, we'll unpack what they mean, how they differ, and most importantly, how they work together to create extraordinary results. So grab something to write with, settle in, and let's get started. Let's begin by understanding the key players in personal and professional success: your purpose, your motivation, and your goals. Each play a distinct role, yet they work together in harmony when they're aligned. Now, your purpose is your why, the deeper reason you do what you do. It's the guiding vision that gives your life meaning and direction. Purpose is the foundation that anchors you in tough times and keeps you aware of the bigger picture. Motivation is your how. It's the jet fuel that energizes you to take action. Now, the definition of motivation is motive in action. It's the feeling that pushes you forward, even when obstacles arise. Motivation can be fueled by external rewards like recognition and financial incentives, or internal factors like the satisfaction of personal, financial, or spiritual growth. Your goals are your what, the specific, measurable objectives you set to make progress toward the achievement of your purpose. They break down your vision into achievable milestones, creating a clear roadmap with checkpoints along the way. Now think of these 3 elements as parts of a journey. Purpose is the destination. It's a vision on the horizon. Without direction, the journey feels aimless. Motivation is the jet or rocket fuel for your mind and body. It gets you moving, builds momentum, and keeps you moving in the face of resistance or friction. Goals are the checkpoints along the way. They help you measure progress and celebrate wins, making the journey more rewarding. But here's the catch. If any one of these is missing, the system breaks down. Without purpose, your goals lack sustainable meaning and your motivation often fizzles out. Without motivation, even the clearest goals lack the necessary action and remain unfulfilled. And without goals, your purpose remains an abstract idea, unfulfilled without a path of action that leads to success. When purpose drives your motivation and motivation powers you towards your goals, you unlock a cycle of sustained energy, resilience, and success. I want to take a moment to thank today's show sponsor, Cassie Winterout at M5 Financial. Cassie is a San Diego native and seasoned lender with a diverse background in the mortgage industry. With over 16 years of experience, Cassie is known for her dedication to exceptional client service, earning her the title of the Friendly Lender. She resides in San Diego with her husband, Trevor, their 5-year-old son, Jake, and a cat named Bacon. My sales team's clients and my own family members have worked with Cassie and give her rave reviews. If you are looking for an extraordinary lender, you can reach her at 858-999-1778. Now that we've defined purpose, motivation, and goals, let's talk about their relationship. Purpose is the emotional anchor that sustains motivation. For those working in sales, if your only motivator is earning a commission, it's easy to get discouraged on the bad days when deals fall apart and you face the constant rejection all working salespeople experience. But if your purpose runs vastly deeper, say an obsession with helping clients solve problems, or you truly enjoy creating meaningful connections, your tough days will be easier to handle. Purpose gives your work meaning, and that meaning fuels your motivation. Goals, on the other hand, make your purpose actionable. Let's say your purpose is to lead by example for your family. That's a powerful motivator, but without a tangible goal, it remains abstract. A goal like running a marathon and running it under 4 hours not only demonstrates perseverance, but also aligns with your purpose of modeling health and determination. Here's a big takeaway. Purpose is your why, motivation is your how, and goals are your what. Together, they form an unstoppable trio that creates clarity, momentum, and resilience. Now, let's make this practical. How can you align your goals with your purpose and motivation? Well, first, define your core purpose. Reflect honestly on your values and what drives you. Ask yourself, what is my ultimate why? Write it down. And remember, this is not a moral question. It's a reminder not to get caught up in what you think is the, quote, right answer. This isn't about impressing anyone. Instead, it's a way to discover for ourselves what we really think gives our life purpose and meaning right now. We will always make more progress by being honest with ourselves. Plus, you are always free to change your mind in the future. Next, evaluate your goals. Review your current goals and ask, do these support my purpose? If I achieve them, will they propel me toward my desired destination on the horizon? Are they meaningful to me, or am I indifferent to them? Am I trying to please someone else? Next, we need to create alignment and then get into action. So let's adjust your goals if needed to reflect your purpose and personal philosophy. Ensure they're connected to what drives you at your core, and then get to work. My personal experience with the importance of alignment is this. One of the greatest discoveries I've made in the past several years is if I'm out of alignment with these values, I'm not happy and will soon become unmotivated. Happiness demands personal integrity, which for me is defined as wholeness or completeness. The right thing to do is vitally important. Next are my goals, working toward and reflecting what I want or desire. My actions are what I am currently doing. If any of those are out of alignment or in conflict, my spirit and self-esteem shrivel. It's only when I honestly want what I believe is right and do what I believe is right do I find peace, happiness, and joy. This is one of the most important things I have learned from my own personal experience. We have all heard the phrase, doing the right thing for the wrong reasons. Well, that doesn't work for me for very long, and I bet it doesn't work for you either. So let's set a 12-week goal. Why 12 weeks? Well, from my experience, it takes a lot longer than 21 or 30 days to form and groove a sustainable and intentional habit. If your goal is to lose weight, remember it took longer than 21 weeks to put the weight on. 12 weeks is a very manageable time frame to focus and build momentum. So let's create a goal that is, number one, specific. Clearly define the outcome. It's not enough to say, I want to earn a lot of money, or I want to lose a few pounds. Be specific. How much money or how many pounds? It must be something you can count. It has to be measurable, so you can track your progress weekly. Feelings of success snowball. Remind yourself consistently of your progress to stay motivated. So let's count your results every week for the next 12 weeks. And then we need to stay purpose connected. Remind yourself daily why it matters. Remember to review your goals. Remember, we become what we think about most of the time. Thinking about your goals actually makes them happen. We will dive deeper into goals, goal setting, and how to develop supporting habits next week. So let's bring this to life. If your purpose is to inspire and lead your family by example, a 12-week goal could be completing a 5K race. It will demonstrate perseverance, the importance of health, and aligns with your deeper values of being a role model for your family. Consider what that will do for you. Now, as we wrap up, remember this, your personal philosophy and your purpose is your North Star. Motivation is the jet fuel for your journey, and setting and reaching goals along the way make the journey tangible. When all three align, you create a meaningful, happy, and successful life. So accept my challenge for you. Define your purpose and set a 12-week goal today. Write it down. Share it with someone you trust. Email me at timetestedmastery@gmail.com and then get into action. I'd love to hear about your journey. Connect with me on Facebook, X, formerly Twitter, or YouTube, and let me know how you're aligning your purpose, motivation, and goals. And if you like this message, please share it with a friend who might find it helpful too. Now stay tuned for episode 3, where we will dive deeper into goal setting and then begin the study of the art of building habits that stick. Until then, stay focused, purposeful, and keep striving for mastery. Remember, time-tested mastery isn't just about skill development. It's a way of life. See you next week.